For many teachers, there's no greater reward than going to work, but even those who love what they do can face daily challenges caused by low wages, nearly impossible test standards, and a lack of classroom resources. We heard from a number of Georgia teachers early this year who spelled out dissatisfaction with their chosen career. Here's Roxanne from Cobb County.
Here I am, making only so much money and only able to do so much. I'm a one-person show, and I can persuade other teachers to get involved, but it does require a village to grow these kids, not just a single teacher.
That segment inspired Cobb County teacher and blogger Ryan Newman to write about his own experience in the classroom, and he dropped by GPP Studios to share his thoughts.
There's this part in the movie The Big Short where viewers see the following quote: "The truth is like poetry, and most people hate poetry." That quote was the first thing that came to mind when I was asked to think about how to make teaching a more attractive job. The truth. If that reality were widely known and understood, then no one could make it a more attractive profession for prospective teachers. Unless you are a teacher, it's nearly impossible to effectively communicate the visceral nature of a profession that at times is so overwhelming, it's paralyzing. Complicating matters even further is a gap of disconnection that still exists between college and the classroom. Most undergrad students don't get the truth when they're studying to become teachers. They get rubrics, they get theory and student teaching, but what they don't get is grit. And by the time graduate school rolls around, the truth gets lost in a sea of educational rhetoric, field observations, and data, the qualitative and the quantitative kind. Matter of fact, it's not until that first year, when they're actually in the trenches, that new teachers begin to truly understand what this whole teaching thing is all about. All right, I'm rambling. Let me get to the point, and the point is the truth. Teaching, the profession of teaching, is a disaster, a beautiful disaster. It's beautiful because each day, each moment that an individual is in teacher mode, there's this opportunity to affect positive change into a student's life. One lesson, one remark, one idea can quickly transform itself into the road less traveled for any and every student a teacher interacts with. And as Mr. Frost told us so many years ago, those types of roads can make all the difference. It's a disaster for the grab bag of conflicted interests, convoluted counterpoints, and just crazy-ass craziness you hear about on any given school day. Not to mention the armchair assumptions, rooted in the nostalgia of childhood and young adulthood, that we all carry, which make it difficult to see the forest for the trees. In other words, because we all attended school, all experienced classrooms and teachers, we all think we know what it means to be a teacher. And the entertainment industry has only ever scratched the surface. Movies like Dangerous Minds, Freedom Riders, and even Stand and Deliver, while great and inspiring, only managed to portray glimpses of teachers' life here and there. Even the best of the bunch, the movie Half Nelson, the show Boston Public, and any educational skit created by Key and Peele, have a hard time consistently delving into the psyche of public school teachers. But finding a way to show and not just tell this truth is an essential first step.
Ryan Newman is a teacher in Cobb County. We posted a link to Ryan's blog, The Pneumatic Times, at our Facebook page.